Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for another session of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Thank you.
And so this week, Melanie, you were saying you didn't have a chance to see a movie?
Well, partly didn't have a chance. Partly there's, honestly, there were, the only movie that I had even a remote interest in seeing is the feature-length cartoon, Lego, the Lego movie. Mm-hmm. And that's been getting wonderful reviews. Mm-hmm. It's called The Lego Movie 2, the second part. And I like the first Lego movie, and I think some subsequent spin-offs have been also quite successful.
Okay.
But they're just, apparently they're really cute. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not a kid, and even if you don't have any real interest in Legos, it's just enjoyable movie. And that would have been the one that, if I was going to see something, that would have been the one that I went to see. But I didn't. So, but there's still time, I guess. But they just, by the by, is on the Maison de Cinema website on the page where they have all of the different movies and tiny little pictures of the posters from the movies. And the Lego movie, as they have done in the past for unknown reasons, only says French. Hmm. And it's in both languages.
Okay.
It's in French and English.
Important to know.
So someone is asleep at the wheel and didn't notice that it only says French. But if you are just casually looking at the site to see what's playing and you get as far as that first page and you see, oh, Lego movie, but it's only in French, you have to click on the poster and it will give you the times and the languages.
Okay.
And indeed, it is in both languages. There's French showings and English showings. So the other things that are playing there at the moment in English, I mentioned this last week, as a movie that I wasn't terribly interested in, a Liam Neeson revenge movie called Cold Pursuit. Yeah, and part of that, I just find that those movies are a bit tiresome, but I just don't think I want to watch that kind of a movie, given the weather that we've been having here. Mm-hmm. I thought, maybe I'll watch a movie that's set in Tahiti.
Okay, somewhere. Good idea.
But this idea of Liam Neeson zipping around through the snow is just like, oh, thank you. Anyway, it's there. It's in English. There could well be listeners who say, oh, I have liked all of those Liam Neeson revenge movies, so you might like this one. That movie Glass is still there, a little surprisingly, in French and English. That's the M. Night Shyamalan movie, which I found especially stupid, but as my husband said, but we were entertained for 2 hours.
that's worth it.
More entertained than I was. It's kind of a bit of a sci-fi movie follow-up to a couple of his other movies, that one called Split, about this young man with a split personality who is in this movie as well, and he does indeed have a split personality. He seems to have something like 24 alter egos, and Bruce Willis, who is reprising his role from a movie he did with the same director called Unbreakable, and he is literally unbreakable. He, no matter what they do to him, they kind of can't kill him. Mm-hmm. And then the third main character is Samuel L. Jackson, and he was in Unbreakable, and his superpower, if you will, he is if Bruce Willis is unbreakable, this guy is extremely breakable. He, you know, you look at him and he, you know, breaks a bone. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I, if you have liked this director's previous films, and I must admit the only one of his that I liked goes back something like 20 years.
Okay.
Sixth Sense. And since then I've found them not tremendously interesting. Mm-hmm. So I figured. Anyway, but I did go to see it because I needed to go see something. And I wouldn't recommend it, but on the other hand, some people may just find that it is absolutely to their taste. Another English movie which I didn't see is called Miss Bala, about a woman who becomes kind of a vigilante through no fault of her own, and again, doesn't look super interesting and has gotten especially miserable reviews. And the Lego movie. So certainly the Lego movie, although I haven't seen it, I think I can recommend it quite highly. Certainly on the Rotten Tomatoes site, it's just way up there. The 90 something percent for both critics and audiences.
Okay.
So the audiences want to see it, and the critics say, yeah, it's a good movie. It's not total nonsense.
That's unusual that they agree to.
It is a little unusual. That's true. So what is interesting, and it almost makes me glad that I didn't see any movies this week, is because there are several pretty good movies coming, starting on February, on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so one starts on Valentine's Day and one starts the day after. So in other words, like very soon. Upcoming movies. Okay. So here's one. Again, I will probably take a miss on this one, but it's a sequel. It's called Happy Death Day to You. And it's a sequel to the original Happy Death Day. I didn't see the original. I am unlikely to see the sequel, but for those of you who did see the original and liked it, or just kind of like horror movies in general, this is a horror movie, but it seems to be a horror movie with a sense of humor. But still a horror movie. So it's probably one that I won't see, although my 12-year-old grandson will absolutely go and see it in Newfoundland. Another one that is beginning very soon, like today, in fact, is called Isn't It Romantic? And I watched the trailer for this one today, and I'd already seen the trailers in the movies a few times, and I thought, this looks fun. The lead actor is a young woman who I believe is Australian. She has quite a thick Australian accent, and her name is Rebel Wilson. And if you've seen any or all of the Pitch Perfect movies, you'll certainly recognize her. She's blonde and big. She's a big girl. And that's her kind of her claim to fame. That's her size and her persona. And apparently in this movie, she is somewhere along the way, probably early in the movie, she is hit on the head or hits her head and is unconscious for a while. And when she wakes up, her whole life has changed. And she is suddenly living in what appears to be a romantic comedy. The whole world has changed around her. So she has gone to her apartment and discovered that her apartment is now a luxury duplex kind of thing, and every shoe she would ever want in the world is in her closet, and everything, all good things. There's an incredibly handsome young man who is kind of emerges from her bathroom wearing just a towel, and anyway, it looks like it's cute. It's been doing okay as far as it's one of those movies that critics will say, bleh.
Okay.
Don't bother. But viewers, audiences say, oh, it's adorable. And they would really like it. So, Rebel Wilson, Isn't It Romantic? And I do think that I will see this one because I kind of like that type of movie. And then the bigger news than those two films is called the opening of a movie called Alita Battle Angel. And I thought, okay, not so sure about that one. This one, the big news about this one is that it is available in 3D in English.
Okay.
Which is unusual because the, mm-hmm. not that many movies come locally in 3D, for starters. And most of the time when they are in 3D, they're in French. And I like 3D movies, mm-hmm. but I also like to understand what's going on. So I figured, well, if it's in both languages and I can't see it in English, then I'll just go to the non-3D version. But here, I have the option of going to see it in 3D in English.
Oh, that's nice.
I said, that's pretty special. This is a big budget movie. It's set in the future. I think it's something like the 27th century.
Okay.
And it's from two very well-known big budget type directors, James Cameron from, well, Titanic and Avatar, mm-hmm. and many, many other movies of that kind, and Robert Rodriguez, who did Sin City. So, set in the future, the lead character is, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. The actress is someone I've never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
She's a young woman, and she is not entirely human.
Okay.
In fact, I think she's mostly not human. But she looks, on the surface, she looks human, except mm-hmm. she's got these very big eyes.
Okay.
She looks like she has the eyes of a little girl in a Keane painting. That's the kind of eyes she has. And that seems to be what sets her apart from ordinary, like, teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you were to actually look under her skin, you would see this person is not so flesh and blood. Anyway, it looks like a good sci-fi dystopian movie. She becomes, of course, Alita the Battle Angel, because she discovers that first she thinks, oh, I'm just I'm almost a real girl, like Pinocchio. But then she discovers that she has powers, amazing powers, that will allow her to try to essentially defeat evil.
Okay.
a noble cause. So, again, the previews make it look good and mm-hmm. exciting, and kind of the kind of movie that I'm not so sure critics might not like it that much. And in fact, one critic that I read basically said it's just the story has a hard time keeping up with all of the special effects
mm-hmm.
that are in this movie. So anyway, it's the kind of thing that I would probably like. And so of the three movies that are starting in the next, well, within the next day or so, I think I will give Happy Death Day to You a miss.
Mm-hmm.
And Isn't It Romantic? I would go see that one, but I probably couldn't drag my husband to that. But Alita, we will see together, because he is he loves this kind of movie. And we both quite enjoy things in 3D because mm-hmm. it's like, it's 3D. you almost feel like you're in the movie, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
That's virtual reality. It's coming down the road, but mm-hmm. it's not here yet. That's what's going on locally in the movies. February 24th, which is still a little ways away, is the Oscars.
Okay.
Academy Awards.
Next week, isn't it?
In about
Sunday, yeah. 12 Not days. This Sunday, but the Sunday after.
I guess
after.
It's the Sunday after, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have some time to try and catch those movies that are up for best film
mm-hmm.
or the ones that are feature, you know, the best actor in a lead mm-hmm. role, the best actress, all those, you know, the biggies. Mm-hmm. There's still time, but you can try and find them. Locally, they don't. Frankly, they have come and gone. Most of them, in fact, did come,
mm-hmm.
and not everyone. If you go online, I can't tell you how to do this because I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a teenager in your household, they probably do, to find a site where you can simply download things like newish movies.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's close to the Oscars, and there's already been a bunch of award shows, that, mm-hmm. so there's a whole lot of these copies of the movie available on the internet, semi-legally, mm-hmm. That you can download and watch on your home screen mm-hmm. for free.
Okay. Oh, so I guess a lot of them are on Netflix too, and maybe?
I'm not sure if they're on Netflix yet, except for that one film, which is on Netflix, called Roma.
Mm-hmm.
And yet again, it just hasn't been the right week for mm-hmm. me to sit down in front of mm-hmm. a kind of a serious, very well-regarded, very well-respected. Apparently, it's just a terrific movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just have not been able to make myself sit down in front of it. It's on Netflix. You mm-hmm. can, you know, get comfy in your living room and turn it on. And then if you don't want to watch it, you turn it off, or you get up and take a washroom break and come back.
Okay.
So there are nice things about movies on the small screen, especially because many people's small screens are so big these days.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there is, to me, something special about going to a theater mm-hmm. and being in a big, dark room with lots of people. And comfy chairs and popcorn, and especially to see the kind of movie that I mentioned earlier, this Alita Battle mm-hmm. Angel, which mm-hmm. is in 3D. It would be fun in a movie theater. But Roma, if you want to watch Roma as a good, really good quality film, you can just put Netflix on and there it is.
Good.
So, having not seen a movie, I had a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly expect by the next time I sit in front of Maureen and the microphone, I will have actually seen at least one movie.
Good. Well, we thank you very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.